the mountain, is that not enough?
Something of mine. This was the last move in a master plan. A plan long in the making.
These plans are bred for one purpose. For war.
Leave Sauron to me.
Ah, it's another year, people. Another year where it was superhero movies, Hunger Game movies, and my favorite one to review of all time, Lord of the Rings / Hobbit movies. Ah, it's a yearly tradition, and it's sad to see it go. I know on Twitter they're marketing it as hashtag one last time, and all I got to reply to that is hashtag thank God almighty this shit is done. Ah! Oh, thank God. Oh, the Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies. Hobbit, the Battle of the Five most boring fucking armies I've ever fucking seen. Let's P1. Let's get into a plot synopsis, and then we can get on my rage right here. Yes, people, I am the phenomenal one. But, I was looking up synopsises earlier today, and, it had me just curious as to what it said, and all of them kept saying Bilbo and this, Bilbo and that. I'm here to tell you, people, Bilbo in this goddamn movie for 10 fucking minutes, and this movie is almost 2.5 fucking hours. No, wait, not what I mean, almost. It is. The funny thing is, this is the shortest of the franchise, the film of the franchise, and yet it still felt like my whole goddamn time was spent in Mordor days. But I'm just going to steal a phrase from everybody else's slop synopsis and say Bilbo and company. What the fuck is the plot? Okay, they're pretty much, we pick up from the last movie, and, obviously, Dragon's been slayed after the first 10 minutes of the film, so now we're going back to Thorin, who's pretty much becoming obsessed with greed over gold and shit like that, so, you know, he's pretty much, I guess, becoming the bad guy here. Meanwhile, Gandalf escapes from the darkness. I don't know how he escaped from darkness. You can't escape from darkness. That's what made me mad about the movie, actually, is that darkness wasn't involved more in this film. I thought it was, but it wasn't. And meanwhile, you know, you got the elves getting together, the elves' army. They're getting together because pretty much all the land has found out that, hey, the dragon is dead. Thorin's back in the place. All the gold jewels are there. Hey, shit, we want what's rightfully ours as well, too. Half of this shit belong to us. And a Thorin, man of his word, back in the first fucking movie, promised that he was going to give us half of this shit. So, and pretty much it just ends up with the orcs getting an army, the elves getting an army. Five armies. Let me see. The elves, dwarves. Okay, I guess there was five. All right, I'm going to go ahead and be like, I lost count, actually. They get together and I guess defend the castle of kingdom or some shit like. I'm not gonna lie, people. I don't know what the fuck the part of this movie was. I'm not even sure it was a movie more than it was a third act. Because I think that was one of my biggest problems of the movie. Now, maybe some people that are fans of the movie, the books or whatever and stuff, they can probably get something out of this. But for me, since I probably forgot what the second movie and the first movie for that matter was all about, because I blocked it out of my fucking memory for being so goddamn boring, I had a hard time trying to figure out what was the point of all this. And I have a couple of problems, but I'm going to get into some positives. I actually do have positives from this one. And sure enough, it's the same positive from the last one. Benedict Cumberbatch voicing Smaug, fucking awesome. The only problem I have with him is that he was not on screen for the whole goddamn movie. I would have preferred that, actually. The opening scene actually is just Smaug flying around, burning shit like that. He's taking out things. And our Lord and Savior of Darkness. Oh, yes. Oh, how could I forgive this man or whatever. That Lord and Savior of his and shit like that. He's pretty much, you know, I gotta kill the what the fuck is that guy's name? Damn, I forgot his name. Dude is gonna play the crow. Fuck, it's gonna eat me up now. Luke Evans. Yeah, Luke Evans, who plays Bard. you know, he breaks out of prison because obviously he got arrested last film. He breaks out, and then he's firing arrows at the dragon. They're not working until his son finally gives him one of those steel metal iron black rods, and he takes that dragon out. That was probably the best scene of the whole movie. This is the opening. So, you know, I'm with it. I'm going for it. I'm like, hell yeah, man. This is, I'm not going, well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going hell yeah, but I'm just like, I'm intrigued. I like this. I like this a lot. Smog, he gets a little talking scene too, and he's talking some mad shit. And at first, I was just like, why the fuck he just won't move away from the arrow and shit? But he's talking some mad shit, and it was really fucking good. Actually, this is probably, the funny thing is, it's probably one of Benedict Cumberbatch's best roles, actually. I gotta say, the dude put a lot into that. I gotta give him credit for that one. I was really impressed with him. And everybody knows, I love Luke Evans. I mean, he's our Lord and Savior of Darkness, and Dracula, of course. And even as Bard, I think, personally, he is definitely one of the best characters in the whole film, without a doubt, actually. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, Bilbo's great. Yeah, Bilbo's great. The only problem is this motherfucker's only on the screen for 10 minutes. So that is the whole problem I have with his character, is like, Martin Freeman plays a great Bilbo Baggins. And I say that as if I know anything of this character, which I fucking don't, to be honest. But I thought, as far as interesting and cool characters go, yeah, Martin Freeman, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Luke Evans, man, they're probably three of the best in here, and they're the ones that's pretty much holding it together. You know, every now and then, Orlando Bloom, he has cool action scenes. I don't think he really gets too much of the dialogue scenes, but I'm pretty sure people will disagree with me on that one, but fuck him, I don't give a fuck. So yeah, that opening, man, is cool. The dragon dies, and I'm just like, all right, now Luke Evans is going to get a lot of credit here, man, and people are going to love him. Obviously, people, this is directed by Peter Jackson because he just can't let this shit go. I don't even believe him for this Final Journey bullshit. For somehow, I think they can find three more fucking movies out of this. And I don't know when, how, where, or whatever. But I just feel, I have a fucking feeling it's going to come out. But I like I said, Martin Freeman's great. Luke Evans, I thought, was great. Probably the best actor in here. I like Orlando Bloom's action scenes. They got a little comical at times, I'm not going to lie. And then, what was another character in here? Luke Evans. Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch, obviously. Everybody else, though, I thought was boring and bland, but we'll save that for later. Let's get into some more things I like. Cinematography-wise, it looked gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. This looked much better than the last film. That frames per second bullshit, that was no near here, this film. Cinematography looked great. Towards the end of the film, I just stopped losing. I'm not going to lie. I lost interest. I just stopped caring. I was just like, I was getting a little fatigued now. Obviously, I'm not gonna lie, those are all the things I liked of the film. I liked that the film got into a little bit of the action, but once again, I thought this had the Man of Steel effect. Not the Man of Steel effect of quality, because obviously the action scenes in here are shot better, but I thought this had the Man of Steel. These action scenes went on too fucking long, and I was ready to wrap this shit. I was just like, man, we could have fucking did this in the last goddamn movie. So maybe this is someone great for someone who's invested in this franchise, but somebody that just doesn't give a fuck, you could have cut a lot of this shit out. Now, going back to all three movies, you could have cut a lot of this fucking shit out and made one goddamn movie out of this whole fucking franchise. So, bear with me, people that do love this franchise or whatever. You have to understand the point that I'm coming at is someone that don't give a fuck about this franchise. It took this fucking long to get into this shit. Over nine fucking hours to do this shit. Give me a fucking break. I never felt like my time has been so much wasted. But let me go ahead and get into some of the problems I had with this film. Obviously, I didn't give a plot synopsis because I don't think there is a fucking plot synopsis here. Plot synopsis is five armies get together, they fight, then they hug it out with the most anticlimactic fucking ending you've ever fucking seen in my goddamn life. One of the major problems I have with the film, personally, is I think it lacks being a story. And someone's probably going, that's what the first two movies were. I don't give a fuck about them first two movies. I'm talking about this one. It lacks being a story and just becomes a third act rather than just being a film in its own right. I think the problem is with some of these films. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I love sequels that can continue on from other stories and make them better and stuff like that. But the problem with this movie is I think it's the weakest. Let me go back. Hold on. First of all, I got to think about that. I think it is one of the weakest. I'm not even a big fan. I don't think I've ever given any one of them a fuck it, personally. But I think this one is the weakest just because it's just 2.5 hours of characters doing shit that kind of came out of nowhere. And then a lot of action scenes to the point where you just like, what was the fucking point of this movie? And that's my main problem with the movie is why was this fucking movie made? Why it just couldn't just be one film? Oh, because of that money. I understand that. But one thing I do like about sequels and stuff like that is that it continues on from the story. It's a continuation and shit like that. The problem with this one is not only does it pick up from the last previous fucking film, but it has nothing else to tell. So once again, what was the fucking point, Peter Jackson? You wasting my time. And you know I don't like my time to be wasted with your long ass hour, because you fucking need, once again, your ass need to hire a fucking editor so quick, it's not even funny. I don't give a damn who. You can get CJ to fucking edit that shit for all I give a shit. And that motherfucker is drunk half the damn time. Don't even know what the fuck editing is. But so that's the main problem is. I feel like this one had no story whatsoever. It's just a bunch of stuff that's happening, and then scene after scene of. I think it lacks from being its own film. I think this film definitely is just something. This is a 30-minute film, personally, and it's of shit that you've already seen. My second problem with the film, it lacks emotion. Like a motherfucker. And it tries so hard. Oh. Now maybe once again. Maybe this is just because I'm not invested in these characters or anything like that. Which personally I don't know how you can be invested in these characters after seeing this one. But I thought it lacked a hell of a lot of emotion. Nothing in here got me teary eyed or heartfelt or whatever the hell they were trying to do. I mean there were scenes in here where they were having some dramatic dialogue scenes or something like that. And my part here was just like, man, I don't feel nothing for that character that's delivering something here. They talk about, I definitely want to get in this problem. This bullshit-ass love angle they got going on in here. Which I know everybody in the fucking audience, they can agree with me on this one. This bullshit-ass love, I don't even know the dwarf that plays, that's involved with the love interest here and shit like that. I want to say it's Killy. I can't fucking remember, though, but that's neither here nor there. We got Evangeline Lily. She's playing Tario, whatever the fuck her name is. And, you know, that's Orlando Bloom. You know, Legolas. He's checking that out. But she's somehow falling in love with this dwarf, which I think is Killy, people. You can correct me on that one if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure I am wrong. But she's falling in love with this dwarf, and he's falling in love with her. And only thing I remember from these two from the last movie is they just fucking looked at each other from a goddamn cell cave. That ain't love. This is the damn Walking Dead effect with goddamn Sasha and Bob, whatever. We ain't never seen these two characters together except one goddamn episode where they walk and they had no romantic interest in each other whatsoever. And yet in this film, we supposed to believe in this shit, whatever. It was so, that shit felt so goddamn forced and ham-fisted to me that I was just like, we really didn't fucking need this in here. And then to the point where it gets to the ending of the film, where, you know, she's pretty much, you know, threatening Legolas' father and shit like that. Like, hey, I know what love is and shit like that. It's like, no, the fuck you don't. And then, oh my God, and then when Killy dies, this whole drawn-out scene with her fighting for him and shit like that and crying and asking. Oh, and this scene, even when the battle is fucking over, Legolas' father came to her and she's like, if this is what love is, I don't know why it hurts so much. And he's like, that's because it's real. And I was like, oh, God. Give me a fucking break with this shit. You have got to be kidding me. I couldn't stop but roll my eyes. I was just like, you have got to be shitting me, people. And you know, one of the things of the movie being just a third act, and I'm talking about the whole 2.5 hours, the main problem of it being a third act is it felt like it lacked a sense of closure. Like, I was just sitting there going like, wow, really? That's the ending? This is supposed to be the greatest adventure ever fucking told, and that's the ending? You've got to be shitting me. It was so ham-fested and weak that I was just like, and then not to mention, I got battle fatigued. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, they wear this battle out because Thorin losing his goddamn mind. I'm gonna get in his fucking shit later, but Thorin's losing his goddamn mind. And then finally, I guess he becomes over the obsession that he had. Because, you know, he started talking about his father and shit like that. So he goes out in the battlefield with his 9 other goddamn dwarfs, which we're going to get in that later. They go into battle. And then I'm just like, goddamn, dude. We just saw fucking 30 minutes of a battle. Now we're going to drag this out more. And it just keeps going on and on and on and on. I was like, Jesus, end this shit already. Just end it, please. I don't see how dwarves are such a fucking threat. Gandalf, in here. They even set up in the movie. some of the meanest, toughest orcs you'll ever fucking see. These guys were trained their whole lives, whatever. And then when the battle scenes happen, I swear to God, goddamn Bilbo is just fucking killing orcs and shit. Like, I was just like, okay, so you mean to tell me this motherfucker that just said, I have no training whatsoever, I'm not a warrior or nothing like that, I'm able to just pull his sword out and just start slicing down motherfuckers and shit like that. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I don't care about these orcs and stuff like that. Thorin. And now, this is one of the problems I had with the last movie. He's a fucking dick. I don't give a fuck. All these characters in, and that's probably why I don't like, that's probably really why I didn't like the last movie, is because all those characters was fucking dicks. Bilbo's barely in the movie, and he's the most likable character, and he's only in there for about 5 to 10 fucking minutes, and he gets a one-liner every now and then. The problem with that was everybody else in here was a dick, and then once you find out that Thorin was just pretty much using Bilbo to get into the cave and shit like that, you just like, and then he's talking about, oh, if he should die, then so be it, he dies, and whatever. And then we get to this movie, he's talking about, oh, friendship, you're my friend and shit like that. Motherfucker, please, you tried to send me off to my fucking grave last movie or whatever. You ain't my damn friend. And he spends this movie, this motherfucker does like a 180 where not only the dragon gets away, you know, he gets his land back and shit like that. And they're watching the dragon burn this town down and shit. And he's just like, oh, they should be grateful that they died by the dragon's breath and shit. And you know, hey, like, this is all ours, we need to defend it, whatever. Mind you, there's only like goddamn 7 other dwarves and shit like that. I'm just like, these motherfuckers got armies, there's 7, 8 of y'all, what the hell you gonna do and shit. And like, the movie, after the dragons die, Smaug, it spends a great fucking deal of time just watching Thorin fucking looking over his shoulders and shit, arguing with himself. He's getting all fucking perplexed because he's trying to find this stone that Bilbo has, and he's just like, oh, I need to find it, which one of my men turned on me and stuff like that. He's doing this whole 180 turn of a character that person fucking came out of nowhere and shit like that. And everybody in the movie is fucking questioning. They're just like, this isn't the guy I knew from the first movie, and I'm with you on that one. This ain't the guy I fucking knew from the first movie, and I actually liked him from the first movie, thought he was a cool character. And for him to do this 180 turn over nothing, I mean, they kept trying to prolong in the fucking film just greed, power and all this whatever and shit like that. It's like, I never once got that from Thorin's character from the first movie, and for the second movie that matter. Only time it kicked in maybe was at the second point of the film, but I just figured he was just a selfish son of a bitch trying to get his land back or whatever. He got his fucking land back, now he's even more fucked up. And they spend a great middle of the movie going over and over again, like, oh, should I give him this stone? Should I not give it to him? I couldn't do anything but just roll my eyes. I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. This movie is taking a nosedive the longer it's going on. What else is really talk about? Gandalf, they, I don't even know what the fucking point of this scene was. He's captured in the Shroud of Darkness. I don't know where the fuck this place was. Let me just get this straight right now. Whenever they tried to have some kind of a story in this film, it just felt like that was just thrown in there. It had nothing to do with what else was going on, because Gandalf and M'lady, whatever the fuck that bitch's name is, and Hugo, even go fuck yourself, first of all. You sit up here talking about, oh, you too good for comic book movies and shit like that. Motherfucker, not only did you do Megatron, but your ass came back for this shit. Now, and mind you, M'lady, Hugo Weaving, and that other white motherfucker that's supposed to be a younger version of Gandalf or whatever and shit, they're in that movie for about 3 minutes at the most. And they're saving Gandalf from this, and I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what the fuck this was in this scene. I was lost as shit. Well, first of all, I wasn't lost. I was like, oh, this is one of the 5 armies that they're gonna have to fight. It's goddamn ghosts and shit like that. No, it's not that. No, it's not at all, whatever. They end up fighting ghosts to free Gandalf, and then like the devil comes or something. Like, I'm guessing he's the dude from Lord of the Rings, but I've been fast forwarding through Lord of the Rings, 'cause I can never finish the whole goddamn thing or whatever. I think he's the guy that probably gets the master ring or some shit like that, I don't know. But then that just pops up and I was just like, wow, that fucking fit nowhere into this movie. That came out of nowhere. Actually, matter of fact, I don't even know what the point of Gandalf being captured in this scene was for then. It all it did was drag out time more or whatever. I guess the one thing that I can say is save this movie is Luke Evans, Smaug, and Bilbo for the little time he's on. For the little time he's on, he saves the film. But I swear to God, man, I've never been so happy to see a franchise just end and be gone. I can't remember this much excitement since goddamn Twilight, to be honest, that it was being over. The problem with Twilight and Hobbit, though, is Twilight, I have a feeling somebody's going to fucking reboot that one day. Hobbit, God, I hope nobody never fucking reboots this shit. No, I hope somebody does reboot this and makes it fucking entertaining and shorten these goddamn films or whatever. Make one goddamn movie. Because there's pieces of entertaining film in here. I just think Peter Jackson isn't good for it. I don't think he's great for it at all. Matter of fact, I don't even think the writers are good for it, personally. I think the writers got their head up their ass so far, whatever, that they're trying to portray to some kind of audience in here to please them, and they're not looking for every goddamn audience member. They're not looking for the audience members that don't give a fuck about this franchise in the first place. Once again, there's a lot of movies, sequels and stuff like that you can get into without watching the first two movies and still be a good movie. Harry Potter, Part 1 and 2, that's definitely one. I don't feel you have to see Part 1 to get into Part 2, but I think you should watch it. It's kind of like with the Marvel films. I don't think you should, you don't have to watch every damn Marvel film leading up to the Avengers or whatever. I think you should watch it because it just adds that much more to it. Here, I just felt tired, bored out of my fucking mind or whatever. I feel like, if anything, yeah, I shouldn't have to watch two movies to enjoy this one, but this franchise is making you go on that level. And the problem with that is, I didn't give a fuck about the first two films in the first place because I don't even think they were good films. So to carry on from that and then to have nothing to tell in this film, I was just like, wow, what a fucking cash grab, man. So at the end of the day, I think this might be the lowest rating I gave. I don't know. I can't remember what I gave the first one. I know the second one I just gave. Stream it just for Smog. I think I gave it a stream it for the first one too, just because Gollum. Gollum was a fucking cool ass character in the first film. So for this one, man, this is teetering on a very low fucking stream it. Very low fucking stream it. I haven't felt like my time was wasted this much since watching fucking Transformers: Age of Extinction. That's what the fuck I can say to that one. Peter Jackson, thank God you gone away. I hope to fucking never see you for another 3 goddamn years or something like that, because I can't take your long ass fucking movies no more. One more. No, no. Twitter, your hashtag one last time. Hashtag go the fuck away forever, Hobbit. Fuck you. I'm done. It's a done deal, son. Over. Low streaming. Glad this shit is over with, son. Glad it's over with. Hashtag fuck you, Peter Jackson.
But one question to answer. How shall this day end?